Hello from Plano, Texas. Word of Life Ministries, Doyle Davidson, apostle, servant of Jesus Christ, ministering the gospel to you with power. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, I believe it is. The apostle Paul said his gospel came not to the Thessalonians in word only, but power. But power. See, if you're not preaching the gospel and demonstrating power, you're just not ready to be doing much preaching. Thank God. But we're not that way here. We're growing in grace, love, faith, being strengthened in our inner man by His Spirit with power. Thank God. By His Spirit. We taught that this morning in the third chapter of Ephesians. That you be strengthened. That's my prayer. I want that to happen to all of you. That you be strengthened in your inner man by His Spirit with power, with might. Thank God that word might is power, I believe. So, we're going to continue on with the fourth chapter of Ephesians, and Katie's going to read it. It's a powerful chapter. It talks about the church. It talks about, well, let's see what a church looks like. See if you have this in your church. All right, let's go.
Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Vocation, Christian. Christianity, that's your vocation.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Lowliness, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Next.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Oh, this is a good one. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Sometimes your endeavors are not strong enough. I've been there. Endeavoring, thank God, keep the unity of the Spirit. I was fellowshipping, I thought God wanted me to say this, with a bunch of Baptists once. They invited me to their church on a Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. And there are four or five ministers, preachers. And it was impossible to keep any unity with them. Any unity with them. And I was talking to Patty, my first wife. She said, I don't know why you go over there. They just beat you up. I said, well, because I believe it's God. And I'm walking or keeping the unity of the Spirit. And the Lord said, you better reread that. Endeavoring. I said, thank you. I think I'm leaving this bunch. Amen. Endeavoring to keep unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What's the next? Verse 5?
Verse 4. There is one body.
One body. What is it? Body of Christ. Where? In Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, New York, Hong Kong, Harare, Moscow. One body. Same body, there and there. One body of Christ. Not many bodies, one body. Jesus is the head, not of many bodies, of one body. Whoever saw a person that had 15 heads? Better shut up, isn't it? What's this?
And one Spirit.
One Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, all the same spirit. Next.
Even as you are called in one hope of your calling.
Even as you're called in one hope of your calling, we saw in Ephesians chapter 1 that God would grant you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. The eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, and that's down in here in your heart, and you would know the hope of your calling. Notice that every person will know the hope of their calling with the revelation of the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus and your eyes understanding. And you say, oh, you mean this is me? That's you. Until you have that take place in your life, you're just running around. You don't know what you are. Next.
5. One Lord.
One Lord. That's Jesus Christ. Next.
One faith.
One faith. Faith in God. One faith. Faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And he that comes to Him must believe that He is God. Faith in God. Next.
One baptism.
One baptism. Water. Baptism. By immersion. Amen.
Verse 6. One God and Father of all.
One God and Father of all.
Who is above all and through all and in you all.
Above all, through all, and in you all.
7.
Paul was a Texan for sure. What?
7. But unto every one of
us. Wait just a minute. Okay. We got to back up where there's one Spirit, right?
All right.
Holy Spirit. I said that. Holy Ghost. Spirit of God. That is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. That is where you get it. Okay? Now, there's your church right there. Let's go.
7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Every one of us, to every one of us is given the gift of grace, right? And with that grace comes the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ in that individual, every individual. All right? Next.
8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Right. Oh, does it say there to the rebellious also?
Not here.
No, but it does in the Psalm.
Right.
What is that, 68? Thank God he gave it to the rebellious also, or none of us would ever been established. Amen. So, go ahead. He ascended. Wait a minute. He went up. First, he did something else. What?
9. Now that he ascended, what is it but he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Right there is hell, if you don't know. If you want to know where it's at. Lower parts of the earth. He first descended into the lower parts of the earth, then he ascended. Next.
10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens.
Now there wasn't two of them. Just one. Go ahead.
That he might fill all things. 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Notice he's going to fill us all. First, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers. Is that what that said?
Evangelists.
Oh, evangelists, right.
Right. And pastors and teachers.
Pastors and teachers. And here's what they're for. For the perfecting of the saints. You see, you cannot be perfected without apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. You will never get there. Amen. And they all have some contribution to your perfection. Perfecting of the saints. Now, what are the saints perfected for? that for the work of the ministry, the saints preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. That's what the saints do, just like apostles, like prophets, like pastors, teachers, and evangelists. For perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. See, you're going to have to get involved in ministry somewhere, folks. God is the one that will bring you into it. For the work of the ministry, for the edification or the building up of the body of Christ. You know, this ministry is very unique. You know that? It is live, streamed, all over the world. It's on Roku Live. And now, we're on, what, Apple Audio and Video, but that's not live. You have to go to my website, I believe, to find that information and to tap in. But this ministry covers the entire world on live stream. As you know, in the 1970s, when God got me to obey Him, He told me in 73, I think it was, that my ministry would cover the earth, and I thought, my Lord, I'm going to be doing too much traveling to suit me. Yeah. Well, look what we're doing right now. Wherever you're at in the world, you can be hearing this message if you have a computer. Is that right?
That is right.
That's good. Want to hear it. For the work of the ministry, edifying of the body of Christ, building them up. See, we do that from here now. Thank God. Next verse.
13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Notice, the saints all going to be perfected. Everybody's going to be perfected. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. And the what? Knowledge?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
I heard a preacher once, a well-known preacher. I used to say their names, but I got the words. I don't even waste my time saying their name. Because he's one of these guys, called himself a faith person. And he said, now, I can see us all coming in to the in unity, in the knowledge, but not of faith. Oh, really? I said, you need to go back home and raise soybeans. Knowledge. What's next?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yeah. Faith and knowledge unto the knowledge of God unto a perfect man. Next.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
You notice that? Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Did you know the church is going to be full of Christ that He comes back after? Not just born again. Full of Jesus. Full of Him. Work of the ministry. All one body. Glory. Jesus, the head. Is that wild? You know, I don't want to talk about that. Let's go.
14. That we henceforth be no more children.
Till we henceforth be no more children. What? Tossed to and fro?
Tossed to and fro.
Oh, have you been tossed lately? Huh? Have you? Well, you have. You just don't want to admit it. Next.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. All kinds of doctrines. You know, there's a bunch of people that used to come here at Waterbine, and they are listening to a person. Now, I guess that's what they tell me. I can't read because of the infirmity of my eyes, what's on Facebook. But people tell me what so certain preachers saying. My God, and you people are eating it up. You are like a bunch of baby robins that I talked about years ago. Your mouth wide open, just waiting for somebody to drop some trash in it. I got a letter once from a woman, pardon me, in Indiana, and she said, I'm one of those baby robins, I guess, with my mouth wide open because I've swallowed everything. Said, honest woman, I'd like to shake your hand. Amen. Next.
By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
You think they're not cunning? You think they're not crafty? You think they're not, you know, what they're lying in wait for? To deceive you. Did you know you're easy to deceive? You're easy to deceive. Glory be to God. What's next?
15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him all things, even the head, even Christ. Next.
From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth.
The whole body, fitly joined together. Joined together, compacted. Every person supplies something to the body. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says that God has set the church, every member, as it has pleased him. He set them there. No, you can't set your children there. God may set your children somewhere else, but he set them in the body. I didn't say in another country. No, I didn't say that. Amen. We better not talk any longer on this subject. What's this?
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
You notice that the body increases itself, edifies itself, builds itself up, and everyone increases in love, the whole body. Look, you can't wait to get in agreement in the air. I heard an American preacher once. They asked him, when all the church is going to get together? He said, I guess during the rapture. And I laughed. I make a joke of it, and I do what I mean. So this Baptist is going up by this Methodist, and they got to get together, and they only got a twinkling of an eye. Right? Wow, we're perfect. God, how silly are you people? Next.
17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them.
Understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in us. That was me. My goodness sakes, that I was so ignorant about God, it wasn't even funny. And I meet people that are still ignorant about God, but they got something to say that they don't know anything about. It's not God. Next.
Because of the blindness of their heart.
Blind heart. And what's next?
Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness.
Blind, ignorant heart. Given themselves over to lasciviousness. Excess. Because of their blindness, of their heart. giving himself over to excess, lasciviousness. That's what it is. What's next?
To work all uncleanness with greediness.
To work all uncleanness with greed, greediness, covetousness. Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, snatch it. Get all you can while you can. Oh, my God. You blind people, you can't read fifth grade. Next.
Verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ.
But you have not so learned Christ.
If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus.
Amen.
That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man.
Put off the old man. The former conversation. The former conversation. The old man. That's all flesh. That's all of our fleshly habits. Our fleshly ways. Next.
Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
All of our fleshly ways are corrupt because of our deceitful lust. Look, you don't know what a struggle I've had to get where I'm at today. 43 years I've been walking, putting off the old man, putting off the deceitful lust out of my heart, obeying God. Thank God to do what I'm doing today, live stream with this message that we just started back with, three months ago. Let's go.
23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yeah, you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's Ephesians 4. Is that 22?
That's 23.
23. You know what that word mind is? It's nous, it's will. Be renewed in the spirit of your will. Your will has to be broken, torn down, torn out, taken away from you. And have a new will put in you, in the spirit of your will, done by the Spirit of God. Oh, this wasn't fun at all. No, I didn't enjoy it. But you know what? One day I was reading a Bible, and Hebrews chapter 12, and it said, and I wasn't real happy what I was doing, or what God was doing in my life, and it said that I need to be in subjection, to the Father of spirits and live. I said, and live? I said, well, I don't want to die. I got too many things I want to do. Yeah. But you're not going to do any of them. You're going to serve me, saith the Lord. But I still didn't want to die. I wanted to be around. I wanted to see what God had. And by his grace, mercy, and much love. I have seen a lot, but I have not seen near what I'm going to see. Is that okay?
Amen.
What's it?
24, and that you put on the new man.
Put on the new man.
Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
After God is created in righteousness, which is by faith, and true holiness.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every...
Oh, what? Put away what?
Put away lying.
Lying?
Yes.
Lying?
Lying.
You think a born-again person filled with the Holy Ghost could lie? Oh, don't answer me. I know you can. Put off lying. What else?
Speak every man truth with his neighbor.
Speak the truth with your neighbor. Every man. Next.
For we are members one of another.
We're members one of another. Next.
Be you angry and sin not.
Be you angry and sin not.
Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Let not the sun go down on your wrath. It's okay to be angry. You know, when I first started following God, I thought, I got to be nice. I got to just be nice. Oh, God. Not so. You can be angry and not sin, but it better be out of a heart that's been purified to be angry. Not be angry because the Word says you can, because your anger might not be of God. It might be your own wicked anger. And that needs to come out in Jesus' name. What's that?
27, neither give place to the devil.
Don't give place to the devil.
28, let him that stole steal no more.
Quit stealing.
But rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
You know, America's full of people stealing. They don't want to learn labor. They don't want to work with their hands. God has a people. He has a people. I don't know how many of you read what I put up last night, but I said there's a song by Lee Greenwood I'd like to play. And I put there, this land is your land. And God gave it to us. But he didn't give it to the wicked that wanted to bring their false doctrines here and establish their false doctrines and every kind of God and worship them and call it a multicultural nation. No, this land was given to my ancestors and many other people's ancestors. And it was placed here for, we were placed here for God to raise up the body of Christ in America. Amen. Hallelujah. Next.
29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
No corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth. Next.
But that which is good to the use of edifying.
That which is good to the use of edifying.
That it may minister grace unto the hearers.
May minister grace unto the hearers.
30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Many do. Stop it. Next.
Whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption.
You were sealed by the Holy Spirit of God until the day of redemption. Next.
31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
Did you read that? Did you hear that? I don't need to repeat that, huh? Let's move on. It still needs to be put out, whether I say it or not. Go ahead.
Last verse, and be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.